You know, when it came to, when it comes to our physical needs, Jesus often used to tell his disciples about, if your child asks you for bread, will you give him a stone? No. How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? That's one thing. I want you to see two statements. They're not exactly the same. In Matthew 7, he says, good things. Matthew 7. Verse 11, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. God gives gifts. He doesn't sell anything. There's a saying that the devil always steals, man always sells, and the devil, God always gives things free. God doesn't sell. He gives gifts. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Father in heaven will give good things to those who ask him. You don't have because you don't ask. I've asked God for many things. Some things he gives me, some things he doesn't. Just like a good father. You know, my children used to ask me for many things. Some things I gave them, some things I didn't give them. Some things I said, you got to wait. I've sometimes surprised people by saying, God has answered every prayer of mine in my life. Then I wait for that to sink in. Where people think, oh, this must be a great man of God. Every prayer of his is answered. I say, let me explain now. It's like the traffic lights. I said, sometimes it's red. The answer is no. Sometimes it's orange. The answer is wait. Sometimes it's green. The answer is yes. Now you tell me, has God answered every prayer of yours? It's not only me. It's you too. The only thing is when it's red, you think God didn't answer your prayer. It is an answer to your prayer. It's to save you from an accident. Why is the traffic light red? To save you from an accident. God is good. God is a good God. He answers every prayer. Remember the traffic lights. Sometimes it's wait. You're not yet ready for it, son. I'll give it to you, but you got to wait a little. I tell you, I would never choose myself. I would let God choose for me. Otherwise, I'd be running into traffic accidents all the time. I want to stop at the red lights. I don't grumble at the red lights. Not at the red lights on the road and not at the red lights of God. I say, I'm willing to wait for you to tell me to move, Lord. Then I can move safely. He gives good gifts to those who ask him. We ask. But in Luke 11, the same thing. Almost a similar verse, but not exactly the same. And that's also the thing that we need to see. He said, you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. But now, he doesn't say good gifts. Luke 11 and verse 13. If you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now it's not good things. Now it is the greatest gift of all, the Holy Spirit. But some people are afraid to pray for the Holy Spirit. They say, oh, if I pray for the Holy Spirit, will I get an evil spirit? I've heard of some people had bad experiences. Well, you get bad experiences if you go to some emotionally charged Pentecostal charismatic meeting there where they work you up and the pastor keeps telling you to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember once when I was ignorant, when I was about 22 years old, I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, you got to go to the Pentecostal people to know about that. And I went there and the pastor said, say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said, I'm not going to say that. They didn't say that on the day of Pentecost. He got offended with me. I said, fine. I went home and I said, Lord, I don't want anything of that. I want what the apostles got on the day of Pentecost. And that's when God gave me the real thing. So don't be afraid, because that Jesus answered that specifically here. That particular question of yours. You know, in the Bible, the devil is called a snake and a scorpion. Did you know that? Yeah. It's earlier in the previous chapter. He says in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, I've given you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of Satan. Serpents and scorpions are a picture of Satan's power. Luke 10:19. And then he uses the same two examples, serpents and scorpions here. In Luke chapter 11, he says, if your child asks you for an egg, will you give something that looks like an egg, a scorpion? No. If he asks you, verse 11, for a fish, will he give you something that looks like a fish, a snake? No. Then he says, ask for the Holy Spirit. You won't get a snake, you won't get a scorpion. You'll get something good from God. It's provision. God's provision for our need. It's really wonderful. Our spiritual need, our physical need, our financial need. God has got all the money in the world. He's not going to steal anybody's money and give it to you, but He's going to enable you to have some way by which you can earn something honestly, legitimately, for your need. I want to say that to every one of you. I can say that with boldness because I've experienced it for more than 40 years. I want to tell you, it's a tremendous thing to be able to trust in a Heavenly Father who provides all our need. Whatever your need is. One more thing. Healing. Is God interested in our physical healing? I believe He is. Which father will not be interested in his child being healthy? I believe that God loves me more than any earthly father loves his child. And I've always believed when I was sick or anyone in my family was sick, I said, Dad, you know this. You know our need. If you're trying to teach us something through it, help us to learn it, that's fine. I think of the Apostle Paul, who when he was sick, he had a thorn in the flesh. And he prayed to God. Now, I'm not greater than the Apostle Paul. He was way ahead of me spiritually. But even his prayer, God did not answer in the way that he wanted. He prayed, Lord, I've got this sickness in my flesh, which has come from Satan. He called it a messenger of Satan. It's in 2 Corinthians 12. Take it away. No answer. Maybe I didn't pray enough. Again, fasting and prayer. Take it away, Lord. No answer. A third time. Take it away. Then the Lord answers. I'm not going to take it away. It's serving a purpose in your life, Paul. I have used you so much. I have mightily used you. You need something like this to humble you. Otherwise, you'll be so puffed up that I will have to resist you because I resist the proud. I want to keep you humble, Paul, because I always want to give you grace. And this thing will keep you humble. If everything goes well for you, you may become proud. My grace is enough for you, Paul, to help you to serve me in spite of this weakness. It's like telling a person with a handicap, with a handicapped leg, I'm going to help you to win the Olympic Games in the 100 meters. And you're going to run with these fast runners. And you with a lame leg, you're going to win because I'm going to help you. It's something like that. Isn't that a greater thing than if you trained for 4 years and won the 100 meters? So God says, my grace is enough for you. And I'm going to be glorified that in a week, with your weakness, you did something for me, which wouldn't have been such a great thing if you did it for me when you were young and strong. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing. For example, I find that as I grow older, I'm going to be 73 this year. There's a lot of difference between me serving the Lord when I was 30, with full of energy and being able to do the same thing today. God says, my grace is enough for you. I say, to me, it's a greater thing. So I'm not asking for the health that I had when I was 30. I say, Lord, your grace is enough for me. So whenever I'm sick, I say, Lord, you either heal me or give me grace. I don't know which is better for me right now. If you think the grace is better, then give me grace. If you think the healing is going to be better, give me healing. And sometimes he's healed me and sometimes he's given me grace. I leave that to God to decide. And I would encourage all of you, whenever there's sickness in your life, in your home, pray that prayer. I learned it from Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, where he didn't get the healing, but he got grace. Timothy had frequent stomach infirmities. I'm sure he learned from Paul too. When the will of God is more important to you than even physical health, and I can honestly say the will of God is more important to me than physical health. And I say, Lord, I always say, you can't leave me, send me empty-handed completely. You got to give me one of the two. either healing or grace. I'm not dictating to you which you should give, Lord, because you know what's best for me. But I leave that to you. And sometimes he gives one, sometimes he gives the other. And you'll be able to say, God always answers my prayer. You'll be able to say it. It's a wonderful thing to see God's provision for us, planning for the future, preparing situations, because he knows that one day we're going to land up there and we're in need, protecting us from people who try to harm us. I could tell you numerous stories about the way God has protected me from people who try to harm me. Yeah. How God took me, you know how God took away Jesus from Bethlehem, where he was born before Herod's soldiers came to kill him? I've had experiences exactly like that. Isn't it a wonderful thing to go through? Do you want to go through life without any experiences of God's deliverance? You'll have a boring testimony in heaven. Pray that God will give you some wonderful experiences of deliverance in amazing situations where you'll be able to trust Him more for the future and encourage other people by telling them how God provided for you in your time of need, protected you from evil men, protected you from accidents, healed you from sicknesses, and did not heal you from some other things, but gave you such grace that you became a conqueror in spite of that limitation. It's wonderful. We are never supposed to be defeated. Jesus was never defeated, never, you know, taken up with, overwhelmed by some situation. He could handle everything. And we are his younger brothers. And we can walk in his footsteps. I'm not giving you a pep talk like in before a football match, the coach rips up everybody. That'll just last for 1 or 2 days. I'm telling you something that can last your lifetime. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit to remind you of the truth that your Father not only welcomes you as a sinner, but provides for your every need. God bless you.